He reached out his hand to shake, but Ms. Marengo hurried Stanley away. "Come on, Stanley," she said. "We have a lot to talk about." Stanley stopped and turned to look at Zero. He couldn't just leave him here. Zero gave him thumbs up. "I can't leave Hector," Stanley said. "I suggest we go," said his lawyer with a sense of urgency in her voice. "I'll be okay," said Zero. His eyes shifted toward Mr. Pendansky on one side of him, then to the warden and Mr. Sir on the other. "There's nothing I can do for your friend," said Ms. Marengo. "You are released pursuant to an order from the judge." "They'll kill him," said Stanley. "Your friend is not in danger," said the Attorney General. "There's going to be an investigation into everything that's happened here. For the present, I am taking charge of the camp." "Come on, Stanley," said his lawyer. "Your parents are waiting." Stanley stayed where he was. His lawyer sighed. "May I have a look at Hector's file?" she asked. "Certainly," said the Attorney General. "Ms. Walker, go get Hector's file." She looked at him blankly. "Well?"